The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
I'm Stacey Marie Ishmael, Managing Editor of Crypto for Bloomberg News. And this is Bloomberg Crypto, a daily Bloomberg iHeart podcast. It's Thursday, August 18th. Solana is one of the newer blockchains in crypto, and for a while it was positioned by its fans as a challenger to the dominance of Ethereum. Like the Ethereum blockchain, Solana offers things like NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, smart contracts, and its own native token called Sol. Solana's developers say their blockchain is a faster and cheaper alternative to existing technology. Solana's critics, on the other hand, point to frequent outages, downtime, and outright hacks that have plagued the platform. A recent hack, in August, drained more than 7,000 crypto wallets tied to the Solana blockchain. But despite these challenges, interest in Solana remains high. So high, in fact, that there is now a real-life retail location at a mall in New York City.
So I'm at the front of the Solana store. The first thing I really noticed, there's a sticker at the very bottom that says Solana Pay accepted here. It really looks like you've ever been to a mall and seen an Apple store or an Xbox store where they sell technology. It looks like one of those stores, but it's crypto, so.
It's called Solana Spaces, and Bloomberg reporter Emmanuel John Milton went to the mall to check it out. Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining us in the studio here in New York today.
Of course, it's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start with, what is Solana?
So Solana is a blockchain, and on that blockchain, Solana offers NFTs, they have their own token, and they also have smart contracts that people can use.
Mm-hmm. So you went to this mall, you went to Hudson Yards for Solana, which is a blockchain. Why does a blockchain need a store?
So crypto is very ethereal to many people. It's something that isn't easy to understand. It's something that even if you understand, you're not sure if you understand. So for many people, having someone walk you through that process might be really helpful. This is somewhere where someone who is new to crypto can walk in and really see what Solana is trying to build. That's kind of the idea behind Solana's store.
And they have a big Solana logo in the middle with three bars for their logo. A lot of little stations. It looks like you can do tutorials on them, as well as just merchandise, so like hats, little like fanny packs almost, jackets.
But it's not a store that's run by the Solana blockchain itself or the Solana Foundation itself, right? This is somebody who's affiliated or like part of that ecosystem, but not the developer.
So they're independently operated, and they receive funding from the Solana Foundation. Mm-hmm. And how they do that is they have grants that they give out. So the actual Spaces store is not run by the Solana Foundation, but it's run instead by Solana Spaces, who's an independent operator.
Got it. This sounds to me like kind of like an Apple store, in the sense of a lot of, you know, Apple's retail experience isn't only about here's an iPhone, here's a watch. It's also about, we're going to teach you how to use our very expensive and fancy equipment, but in the meantime, we'll teach you how to draw, or we'll teach you how to do photography. Is it like, is that the kind of educational experience? Like, what did you do one? Like, what was that like?
So there's a couple tutorials they have. And if you complete the tutorials, you get USDC, which is a digital stablecoin that's pegged to the US dollar.
So how much money are you actually getting?
I think it's two USDC.
So $2.
Okay. Yes. And I talked to the CEO of Solana Spaces, and he said that they had 1,000 tutorials that were completed. And that's a lot of people. And he said that a lot of the people, like the people that came in, the only crypto things that they might have would be those USDC or the NFTs that they might win from going in it. So the guy that started the store is someone that has retail experience. He's a veteran, and he's like, when I was talking to him, he basically was saying that they designed it for this. They're like store designers, and that's kind of the way they came into it. They said that they were new to crypto, but not new to like a store
retail experience.
Exactly.
Got it. Was it full when you went? Like, how many people were there?
So I went twice. I went the first time. Sometimes when you come in as a reporter, people look at you differently. So I thought it could be fun to just go with my friends and just observe and see what I saw. So I went on Saturday, I think, that weekend, the opening weekend. It opened on Thursday. I went on Saturday, and it was full. There was people everywhere in the store. There were Solana Spaces ambassadors, who are people that are just in the store. You can kind of think of like the people at the Genius
Bar. What were they wearing? Were they like very cool?
Very cool black shirts. Yeah. Solana, the space store, has a lot of cool merch. So I went in there and I was with my friends. We were just walking around looking at the tutorials. They have murals on the wall that can display NFTs and also just normal pictures, which is interesting. And then they had a visualization of the Solana blockchain in action. So that's another example of Solana saying, hey, I know that this is hard to understand.
Right.
Let's bring
show
this to
you.
Someone. Exactly. Let's show you. And then I went on Tuesday morning.
With your reporter hat on.
With my reporter hat on.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. I'm Emmanuel from Bloomberg News.
Okay, hey.
We're recording. We talked to you. Are you?
And that time, there were two people that came through the store. I was there for 40-ish minutes right after it opened. It was pretty empty that morning. And then right after that happened, interestingly enough, the Solana hack happened that morning. And the CEO of Solana Space that I was talking to you about earlier, he said he was worried that I was in there asking people about the hack. And he's like, these people don't know anything about crypto. And I can kind of see his point, because he's like, these people are customers, we're really new. He doesn't want them to be scared off by, oh my gosh, I put my money on this wallet, now it's all gone.
Well, that's interesting. So when we're talking about the Solana hack, because there's a lot of hacks, so I feel like every week I'm like, this is the specific hack we're referring to. It was, you know, nearly 8,000 wallets, so kind of like your bank account for crypto, were compromised and totally drained. And these were wallets that were linked to the Solana blockchain. But it's interesting to hear you say that the CEO was worried people would get spooked because bad things happen in crypto. But actually, yeah, bad things definitely happen in crypto. And it is that part of the educational experience that they're offering? Like, are they helping people understand the risks?
From what I saw, it wasn't about risk. It was more about, hey, let's learn this. Look at all these cool new things.
So was there anybody, you know, when you were talking to these ambassadors, was there anybody that you kind of talked to about merch or any of the other things that you're describing?
Yeah, so when we walked through the store, there's a Solana Space ambassador named Cameron Survey.
What's going on? My name's Cameron.
Hi, Emmanuel.
He was great.
What do you think the most popular item is here to buy for someone?
People just love the swag.
Okay.
The NFT merch, like the DGen Ape Academy stuff that we have, and our Solana.
They're really
swag,
good at figuring out what the customers might want, and that's probably the appeal of that store and why Solana, because they have to differentiate from an Ethereum, from Bitcoin, and that seems to be a way to do it. It's a really good way for Solana to just see their product out in the real world. A lot of companies don't get to do that. And like, for example, if you get it taken home, you have no idea how that customer might interact with it. But they're there just watching these people do these tutorials. If someone keeps getting hung up on the same part of a certain tutorial, then they're like, oh, this is something that's really confusing for people. So this is definitely a great opportunity for Solana to look into what people are struggling with. And it kind of just ties in with their theme of being close to the customer.
That's what it's about. We're just here to reach out to people and break down that barrier, because being in front of a screen sometimes is a little intimidating when it's the deep dark web, right?
Yeah. Coming up, you'll hear more from Bloomberg reporter Emmanuel John Milton about Solana's IRL strategy and whether we'll see more of these kinds of stores representing digital asset firms cropping up in the future.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.
So, you know, one of the things you've really emphasized is the like educational elements. People come there, they make a couple of bucks, they learn some stuff. Is this also a way for, you know, this CEO and the folks behind the store and perhaps tangentially the Solana Foundation to do some market research on customers?
For sure. So we spoke with Solana employee Anna Yuan, who is in the store. And she works for strategy on the payments team at Solana Labs, which is part of the Solana ecosystem.
I've been observing for the day. I think it's pretty nice that people get to learn about a Web3 company and in real life.
And
experience.
She was there just collecting research about people. She was talking about what she was seeing, what people engaged with.
A lot of people showed up super excited about Solana. So a lot of people probably came here because they knew about us. I would say 50-50. I write down like how people interact. I sometimes go up to them and ask, like, do you have any feedback for the tutorial for the station? Like, do you have any questions? And the most interesting thing is I've been to a couple Solana activation events.
As well as speaking with Anna, I also spoke with CEO of Solana Spaces, Vibhu Norby. And he said that the company plans to open spaces all over the world. And he said with 100% certainty, there's another space opening. Even if you're not trying to get into the crypto space, Solana Spaces offers people the opportunity to walk in and just experience crypto and learn about it. Even if you're not taking necessarily any financial risk with this, you're just going in and just checking it out.
The thing that they don't tell you, though, is about the possibility that you'll get hacked and lose all your money.
Correct. If you do those tutorials that you get the 2 USDC for, you have to open up a platform wallet. And I don't think those have been hacked, but it's definitely a risk that you have to account for.
And this is, you know, I think very much a criticism that folks have levied against crypto companies at all levels, which is they're very happy to tell you about the benefits. But it's like, you know, pharmaceutical advertising where maybe in really tiny print at the end or somebody reading super fast in the commercial would be like, may cause death, which is not to say that crypto is, you know, going to cause death imminent or otherwise. But I do think it's a missing piece in some of these conversations is this idea of making sure that people really understand the risks as well as any potential benefits of what they're getting into. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Emmanuel. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You can find more of Emmanuel's reporting on the Bloomberg Terminal on Bloomberg.com or follow him on Twitter. He's at @Immy_JN. That's at @IMMY_JN. On the next episode of Bloomberg Crypto, the fear of missing out, often known as FOMO, can be a driving force for some casual crypto investors, especially when it's their close friends and family who are encouraging them to get involved. Personal relationships are often key in bringing new people into crypto, and that's especially true when the market's doing well. But what happens when the market shifts and people start losing money? Tomorrow, Bloomberg senior editor Anna Herrera talks with Brian Hourigan and Adam Garaman, two friends with firsthand experience of what it's like to be in that exact position. This is Bloomberg Crypto, a daily podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send us your comments, questions, or suggestions for the show to crypto@bloomberg.net, or find us on Twitter, we're @crypto. The supervising producer of Bloomberg Crypto is Vicky Vergolina. Our senior producer is Janet Babin. Desta Wonderad is our engineer. Original music by Leo Sidran. I'm Stacey Marie Ishmael. We'll be back tomorrow.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.